listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And so this is Mantis Cabinet with your host, me, Vines. But in addition to that, actually this is the first show of the year that I'm hosting. I wasn't here. I was back in Toronto, and that's a terrible place to be.
Hey.
No one go there. But actually, speaking of which, I do have a guest today. His name is Marv Goldenfeldman Steen Steinberg.
How you doing?
And yeah, would you like to tell us a bit about yourself there, Marv?
Well, you know, I'm just in for the hour. I'm not going to be here very long. I've got a lot of things to do. And I'll at least tell you some of the stuff we'll have up next. This is a band named The Ketamines, and a gentleman introduced me to this sometime earlier this week, and it's only got around 400 plays. And if you like the sounds of the Myelin Sheaths or anything like that coming out of Alberta, you're gonna go Koopala over this one. It's called Line by Line, and they're called The Ketamines. It's not out yet. It's coming out on a 7-inch on Hozek and Deadbeat. I hope that you enjoyed this one.
Alrighty, let's give it a shot then, Marv. That sounds exciting. Well, that was great. That was great. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that, or
you know, I don't have a lot to say. Again, it's called that one was by The Ketamines, named after the horse tranquilizer you may have been doing or not doing.
I've never actually done horse tranquilizer.
I have not.
Really, eh? I hear it's a good time though. Perhaps if anyone has a story about their time with horse tranquilizers, feel free to call the station at 604-UBC-CITR and tell us your best horse tranquilizer story.
But stay tuned for that band, The Ketamines, coming around. And also, if you're part of the Weird Box Hookup Club, they should be sending you a 7-inch in the mail when that gets pressed there.
Yeah, so definitely check that out. In addition, we don't actually advocate horse tranquilizer, but we think it's a
except
great...
Except for children.
Okay, rightly so, except for children. Children may freely use it. Moving on from horse tranquilizer, I've got a band that, one of my favorite bands from Toronto, when I was back home over the break, I picked up their new album. They're called The Living Art, and this album is called Fire in the Belly. It's their second album. It's sweet.
Sounds like horseradish.
Kind of, but I'm not sure if their sound doesn't sound like horseradish,
oh, okay.
To be sure.
Well, you know, fire, the belly, the horseradish, the burn.
That's
water,
a good point.
The sting, you know, the whole thing.
That's very good. I didn't pick up on that. That's really clever of you. But nonetheless, this is off that album, and I assure you it doesn't cause heartburn. Although it might get something stirring in your belly or loins thereof. And this is called Cryogenically Activated. And it's sweet. By the way, in addition, what's it called? I don't specifically know what instrument this is, but it's djembe. D-J-E-M-B-E. Do you know what instrument that is? No way. Well, neither do I.
The only instrument I can play is the horn. The call.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, the shofar.
Yeah, the shofar. It's sort of a lion's call for the ladies. I like it.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, this track features the djembe, which is sweet because it's some sort of foreign instrument, and that's awesome.
If anyone could tell us about it, it's call on in. It's 604-CITR-UBC.
Is it? Is it CITR-UBC or UBC-CITR?
That's correct. UBC-CITR.
That's what I thought. Tricky, tricky stuff. But nonetheless, I hope you guys enjoy this track. Actually, on New Year's, I went to their party and just jammed with them. I played the shaker.
I played the shofar.
Sweet. It was exciting. Anyway, Cryogenically Activated.
Shake on.
And, so, Marv, do you want to tell us about that last track there?
That was Link Wray with Ace of Spades, taken from a 7-inch from 1964. What do we have up next?
Up next, also kind of old school, the Alan Parsons Project, iRobot. So awesome. We're spinning it on vinyl. I raided my dad's music collection.
Draped in white sleeves. This is heavily serious. Have no doubts about this. This is future art prog at its best.
Okay, so I'm going to try to... we're going to spin that right now. This came out in 1977, I'm pretty sure. And the song is I Wouldn't Want to Be Like You. Yeah, bring it. Oh, and when you open up the cover, there's a picture of a very bearded man. And he's got a lot of hair, and he's like, he looks really serious stuff. So you know it's good. We ready to go? What turntable is it? It's turntable one.
And that was Dirty Beaches, Vancouver-based and sometimes Montreal-based recorder and musician. The track was called Lord Knows Best from a brand new album about to come out, or just did, entitled Badlands. And that is a composition of some of his best, newest material. Check around to see him playing soon.
Yeah, dude, that's sweet. So coming up next on this magical journey of music is, so I figured out, it took me a while to Google it, figured out what a djembe was from one of those early tracks we played, and so it turns out it's a drum, but I guess a special type of drum with a special sound. It's not nearly as exotic as I was hoping for. I was hoping for something made out of, like, a squirrel skin with, like, a bull skull as the chamber. I don't know, something crazy. But, no, it's just a drum. But, nonetheless, so I'm searching through this album for other random obscure instruments that are on it. And, I popped by the last track, the title track of this album, and I'm talking about the Livin' Art album, features a didgeridoo. Now, a didgeridoo is not necessarily exotic and, like, unknown as much as it is fantastic. And, yeah. So, we're gonna listen to a track featuring a didgeridoo. It's got, like, acoustic guitar and acoustic bass, which is cooler than an electric guitar and electric bass, I think, but that's just me. And, anyway, so this is a title track off the album Fire in the Belly, and, yeah, no shit, it's called Fire in the Belly. So, yeah, let's do this up.
from God to the end. Why bad horses carry gypsies? Won't draw the ocean to the eastern shores down.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down.
Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And yeah, you were listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And what we just listened to was actually, Marv, do you want to tell?
There was Mac Sigis Porter with a track called Back Home. He was a member of Black Murder.
It's
from an album called Peace on You.
All right, dude, that's fantastic. And so while that was playing, I Google Images the didgeridoo, and it's a fantastic instrument. I recommend everyone Google Images didgeridoo.
It's no shofar.
No, this is true, but the people have way better costumes. They like to wear a lot of things, and I think it's just a little cooler than the shofar. Marv, but that's just my take on it. So coming up next, though, Marv, you were saying you had another track to play. One that... Did it have a shofar solo in it?
It does.
It does, eh?
Yeah, this is Rabbi Lenemann Leibovitz Steinberg III, and the track is called In the Swing.
Alrighty, let's do that up then. That was a bit of a tease because there was no shofar solo, which is unfortunate. Oh, for those who don't know, the shofar is just this awesome instrument where it's just pretty much a horn and you blow into it.
The Vikings used them as mugs to drink pints of beer in, and they're great for that. If you've ever used a shofar for drinking your Manischewitz in or whatever, it's amazing that it doesn't leak. If you can get a good one that's intact, that doesn't have too many holes, you can still pour the Manischewitz. I mean, it can be a little spilly if you go a little too much to the rim, but if you keep your lips on it and you're watching your stance, I think you'll be fine. So check out your local shofar.
Well, there you go. But more so... That was actually DuckTales with their third album called DuckTales 3, which is a surprise to anyone. It shouldn't be. It was DuckTales 3, Arcade Dynamics. The song was In the Swing. Now, up next, another recently released album we've got is Porcupine Tree. Fantastic. They've released so many albums. Like, it's kind of ridiculous and a little bit unnatural. It's like a lot like magma. Oh, just ridiculous. So they've been consistently releasing albums. They all kind of sound a little different. And this is their newest. It's a 2-CD set. So it's really annoying to rip to iTunes and deal with that. And it's a little heavier than a 1-CD set. But it is called The Incident, Porcupine Tree. And so the song I've got coming is Remember Me Lover. And yeah. So it should be really exciting. I hope so. I hope everyone enjoys it. And Porcupine Tree is fantastic. Alrighty, let's do it.
Didn't wanna feel like a slave to your mood swings. And I'm not saying anything I wouldn't say behind your back. And all this shit could have happened to anyone. All that matters now is how you're gonna pick it up to throw it back. It's so hard to get along. I always know what you're gonna say. This too, I hated you. I wish you'd learn to keep your mouth shut. I never meant to start anything that I couldn't finish.
She realized I remember the other. We'll be right back.
Alrighty, and we just listened to Mark McGuire, just released a new album called Living With Yourself, and that was the song Brainstorm, in brackets, for Aaron. That was phantasmical. I thoroughly hope everyone enjoyed it. And we are nearing the end of this hour, unfortunately. But it has been super enjoyable, at least for myself. And now it seems we're going to cross the world. I'm gonna say cross the world in terms of music. And to be dead honest, I can't remember if I played something like this on the air before. But either way, this is fantastic. And I'm gonna play it again. So anyway, I have an inkling I've played it before, but I don't remember. But anyway, this is by this artist Zhao Kong. She's from China, and she's like
an... It sure sounds like it. Yeah, it sure does. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's an expert in the ancient Chinese, I believe it's flute, or one of those ancient Chinese instruments, but she makes it modern and fantastic. And so this is off her album, New Talks of Pippa.
And one thing I just wanted to add about this album is that there is no percussion that's done with drumsticks. She just uses fried Chinese food and throws the pieces at the drums. So that is something that has a very unique sound that I hope all of our listeners fall in love with you.
Fair enough. I'm not sure if I I've never seen her play live, so I don't know what variety of
MSG she uses in the food, but
nonetheless, let's check this track out. I hope you guys enjoy it. This is called Flying Dance. Okay, that was fantastic. I hope everyone enjoyed it. I definitely did. So I guess we're just going to play our last track now, and we're going to say goodbye, regrettably, until next week, when all my loyal listeners, which is like maybe two or three of you, if any, I don't know if anyone's even listening, but all my loyal listeners will be back for more prog rock, and it'll be twice as exciting. Yes, every week it gets exponentially more exciting, so by like the last one, you'll explode. It only gets better from here. But that being said, I'd like to thank my guest Marv for coming. That was great. You brought definitely some new tunes.
The last artist is A Lot of Wasted Chinese Food was the name of the album. It was Gong Zhao King Kong, New Talk of Pigs.
It's terrible. That is terrible, sir. Thou should stub your toe somewhere today. I hope you do stub your toe
today. For those
today.
Of us who found Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon as offensive as The Last Temptation of Christ or the other one with Jesus being whipped for an hour. What was that one?
I don't remember. I could not tell you, but I will tell you that you should have your toe stubbed today. I hope you get your toe stubbed. But anyway, the last track we have, it is your track. You get to choose, so would you like to introduce that track?
Here is Slappin' Rods and Leaky Oil from Mad Mike Monsters Volume 2, a tribute to Mad Mike Petrovich from WFMU right there in New Jersey. Here we go.